You there. Yes, you. Quit it with the chanting already. Put out the friggin' incense, it stinks. Not surprised you're shocked to see me. Not who you've been praying to. It's time to face facts. He doesn't give a fuck. You keep asking and asking and asking for some sort of absolution. Some strength to carry on, the light to come into your heart, all that shit. Look, he ain't gonna wave his hand and answer your pleas. I will, because I'm sick of listening to you. Sit down, shut up, and listen. I have other things, better things, to be doing. So this is it. All I'm giving you. You stop paying attention, you miss something, too fucking bad. If I hear you pray again after this, I will smite you. No other warnings, no second chances, that's it. You listen now, you listen well, and you either do what I say or forever shut the fuck up about it. Understand? Good. I understand your gripe. Your brother raped your wife. Worse, he got her pregnant. Super worse. He lied and said a mugger made him do it. You don't fully buy it. I get it. I wouldn't either. You knew your brother had been watching her. You knew he wanted her. Sucks they happened to be out shopping together when there was a robbery. Hostage situation, yeah, yeah. Guy with the gun gives him a choice. He does it or the robbers do, uh-huh. But when the arrests were made, the gunman doesn't give quite the same story as your brother. No problem. Doubtless your brother took advantage of the situation. Hey, I've heard that your brother asked them for the opportunity. Offered to pay them. Yeah, you're not the only one who prays for help, go figure. No one blames you for being angry. Hell, your best friends wanted you to string him up somewhere, beat the shit out of him. Maybe they're right. You, no. You didn't want to make a big scene. Embarrass your woman. Understandable. But you never made peace with it, like you pretended you did. I respect you tried. I'm sure everyone would. God knows your wife does. So here's the thing. There's only one way to settle this score, and you haven't even thought of it yet. Here it is. Your brother now has a woman of his own. Now. Don't you get all indignant with me. Sure, go ahead, protest. I have nothing better to do, of course. I was being sarcastic. Shut the fuck up already. You can say she doesn't deserve it. Neither did your wife, right? Sit there and listen. Your brother's lady? She likes you. Idiot. She wants you. Always did. When you first moved to town, she saw you and wanted you. Even set about making plans to make you her hubby, but you shot her down. You're a bit of a dick, you know. Well, you are. She tried hard to impress you and you ignored it. Thought you could do better? Maybe you did. But it's not really a wonder why she went for your brother. But let her be close to you. Quit your sighing. I know you liked her, too. Maybe not enough to marry, but you'd fuck her, wouldn't you? You can get red in the face, but I know it's true. Do I need to remind you of that time you spent the night at their apartment? When your brother had freaked out about something and took off? She called you, worried, so you went over and comforted her, like a good brother would. You were so good, even laid down with her until she fell asleep. But you know, good brothers don't get a raging hard-on while laying next to their sister. You almost took her then, didn't you? Put a hand on her hip. All reassuring, of course. Felt good in your hand, though, didn't it? Let it slide down onto her thigh. The forbiddenness of it intoxicating you. You moved a little closer to her. She didn't move away. You noticed that. She lay there waiting, wondering if you were going to slide an arm around her waist and pull her to you. She was weak and willing. You chickened out, though, and stopped. You laid there until you were sure she was asleep, and then didn't get up. You stayed there all night, keeping a hand on that body, hip, thigh. You even brushed it across her breast, didn't you? Quit your stammering. I know all about it. Denial is such a huge problem with you mortals. Just grow a pair and confess. You want to fuck your brother's woman. See? Honesty is better. But we're not here to just talk about fucking her, are we? This is about revenge. You see, you're never going to find it in your heart to forgive your brother. And the big guy you keep praying to? He's not going to wave a hand and make you feel better about this mess. And really, how could he? You have to settle this debt. And that's what I'm here to tell you how to do. You like the target? She likes you. This is a golden setup for you. She trusts you, just like your woman trusted him. You're not going to involve any third parties. There isn't going to be a gun. Just good old-fashioned revenge. And that will burn his ass far worse than anything else you could imagine. First things first. You're going to get her alone somewhere. I suggest her apartment. Make whatever excuse you want, maybe to talk about the upcoming wedding. Hang out with her for a while. Have wine with dinner. Get her drink a little more than she should. Not blackout drunk, though. Stay late. Get her to let you spend the night. Say you had too much wine. And then talk with her some more. When she's nice and comfortable, find an excuse to get her into the bedroom. Ask to see the dress or whatever. If that doesn't work, just grab her and drag her in. You can do it playfully. She'll follow you. She trusts you. Use that. Once you're in there, it's time to go to work. Pull her to you. Wrap your arms around her. Smile a bit. Look her in the eyes. While she's wondering what mischief you're up to, say you're sorry. She might not understand at first, but she will. Kiss her. Don't think about it. Just do it. She'll probably think you've just had too much to drink. Kiss her again. Then pull one of her hands up near your mouth. Kiss it. Work along her fingers. While she's giggling about it, take her other hand in yours. Bring it behind her back. Nibble her fingers. Then work down to her wrist. Try to go lower down her arm. You're moving uncomfortably. Are you getting hard already? Perhaps feeling a slight twinge of regret? Well, don't. As I've explained to you, she wants you, and on some level she's going to enjoy this. We're taking care to ensure that, and that's much more consideration than what your wife got. So, you have her close, and you've kissed down her arm. She's tickled, and her face is flush. She's tipsy, and she thinks you are too. It's all in great fun. Accidentally fall with her on the bed. Kiss her some more. Now she'll start to tell you that you have to stop because she's marrying your brother and you should go sleep on the couch. Make a silly smile. Say you're just going to use the bathroom first. She'll agree. Go in. Undress. Return naked, holding your clothes in front of you. Doubtless she'll be laying on the bed looking for you when you come out. She's always wondered what you look like bare, how big your cock is. So much taller than your brother. That intrigued her more. Feign a trip on your way back. Drop the clothes. Show her what you've got. It's nothing to be ashamed of. While she's surprised, move closer. Make a remark about how big her eyes are. While she blushes, ask if she'd like a better look, move closer to the bed. At this point, she's going to get up on her knees and back away a little. Don't panic. Reach out, take one of her hands, put it right on that shaft of yours. While she's overwhelmed by the size, force her hand to move along it. Make it stand straight up, giving her its full attention. Let her know how good it feels, how good she makes it feel. And move it for her some more. Don't let her hand off you. Fuck that hand. If she mentions your brother, just growl and fuck her little hand some more. Talk over her. Say how special she is. Don't let her stop. Become strong and hard. Hard enough that it aches. Take your other hand. Lift her chin towards your face. Lean down and kiss her for making you feel so good. Hiss any moving words that come to your mind in her ear. Then tell her you want her to suck your dick. When she hesitates, pull her head towards you. Touch a finger to her lips. Run it back and forth across them, tickling her. When she opens her mouth to speak, slip your finger in. Make a deep sigh when you do. Compliment her mouth. Tell her how warm and wet it is. Move your finger around. Pull it almost all the way out and thrust it back in again. Continue until her lips are wet with spit and she's sucking on your finger. Then just guide her mouth to your swollen cock. Look her in the eyes. Say please. She will open up and receive you. As you slide into her hot mouth, put a hand behind her head and hold her steady so you can plunge in and out without worry of her moving out of place. Tell her it's good. No need to lie. No need to lie because it is. Move in and out, fast as you like, but only until you think you're getting close. You're not going to give it to her like this. Nor are you going to pull out and shoot on her face. Avoid temptation. Remember, this isn't just for you. When you start feeling the urge, it's time to change positions. While your cock is still in her mouth, pull her shirt up to her shoulders. Then remove yourself as you loop the shirt over her head. Look at her topless while she's there on her knees for a moment. I'm sure her big tits are all you'd hope they'd be. Creamy flesh, pink peaks. You like the thought of that, don't you? Use the shirt. Pull both her arms up and keep her before you for a moment. Enjoy the view. Then kneel in front of her on the bed. Keep her hands high. Nibble on her neck for a moment. And then kiss her again. Use your free hand to sweep her legs around and move her so that she's laying before you, hands still over her head. Kiss her again. Sing her praises as you remove the remaining obstructions from your final goal. Throw her clothes from the bed. Keep her arms restrained and run your hand down her throat, over her breast, along her stomach. Finally, down to her folds. Feel how slick and wet she is for you. How much she wants you. How she bucks at the feel of your fingers at her slit. This is what you've been waiting for. Prepare yourself for entry. Crush her lips with your mouth. Let go of her arms and pull her hips towards you. Savor the feel of pushing inside her. Enjoy how she squirms against you, eagerly trying to welcome you inside further. Don't rush this. This is what you've been waiting for. Move slowly, in and out. Give her as much pleasure as you can while taking every bit she can give. Nice thought, isn't it? When you feel the familiar need, pick up your pace. Start driving yourself into her, fast, furiously. Make her explode with passion at the same moment you do. fuck her until she screams out loud. And when she cries out, clutch her tightly to you. Let yourself go, filling her with your seed. And that is when you've had your moment of triumph, mortal. Your revenge is that you know that you seduced his faithful woman. You made her want you. This is what'll finally make those thoughts go away. This is the thought that will bring you comfort. This means you'll be even. And you'll be able to look at your wife again. Without having to think what your brother did to her. Instead, when you look at your wife and those thoughts come, you're going to start thinking what you did to your brother. Now go. Enjoy yourself. And stop asking for stupid fucking favors from above.